Writing fiction can be a kind of therapy. If you have difficulty dealing with something that has happened in your life, you can write the essence of it into one of your stories, but make it end the way you wish it had. If you had a catastrophic love affair when you were young and you are still smarting about it, you can rewrite it with a better ending, one in which you walked away earlier with your dignity intact. You can make the unfair fair and turn wrong into right. I think this is why so many of us like heroes and heroines who make the outrageous gesture, such as dying for someone as Sydney Carton does, or being the one who stands up against the monstrous evil that has beaten everyone else down, whether that evil is Voldemort or the Sheriff of Nottingham. We like to identify ourselves with the person who dares to do those things. We like to think, yes, something can be done about the things that are wrong. As the writer, you're able to assert control. It's a marvellous way of relieving your feelings. It can be a kind of healing process. Dorothy L. Sayers wrote that she enjoyed spending her fictional detective Lord Peter's income for him, especially when she was hard up herself. I really identify with that. It has a very therapeutic effect, and the wonderful thing is that as an author, you're expected to spend much of your time living in an imaginary world. Anyone else who created these scenarios in their heads would probably be seen as a Walter Mitty-type character. Writing has a very personal impact on the writer's psyche. It requires a lot of cold, hard discipline to write a novel. At the same time, it's very difficult to be dispassionate about it. Personally, I don't work for half a day on something and then put it out of my mind completely. The story follows me around. When I'm writing, I have a very visual sense of what is happening. I see it unfolding in my head like a high-definition movie. I know not all authors do this. In 2015, scientists at the University of Exeter described a condition called aphantasia, in which people are unable to visualise images in their mind's eye. This was naturally an interesting idea for writers, since many of us have very visual imaginations, and for a little while, it was quite widely discussed amongst my friends. Some writers I know revealed that they don't have those mental images at all. So it's not an absolute given that you have to see the story in your head to write it. However, for me, these visual images are extremely vivid, so vivid in fact, that they are often indistinguishable from genuine memories of my own life. I remember my own 21st birthday and my wedding day, and I also have these imaginary memories of scaling the rooftops of Ghent and splashing through the Brussels sewers to try to get away from a serial killer. So my brain has become a strange and colourful place, thanks to writing.